Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast right here at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I'm your host, Dustin Coffin. Please subscribe, like, share, follow at the Comedy Club KC across all social media. Just subscribe. That's all we want. Just subscribe. Subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Have their friends subscribe. Tell your mom to subscribe. Your dad, grandma. We want them all. There's a little something for everybody. And right now, I have a little something for you. And that's welcome back to the Comedy Club podcast, Mike Kaplan.
So happy to be here. The fact that you said a little something for everyone, I was like, oh boy, I'm excited to say that I'm a little something for everyone. But then you said I was a little something for everyone. Friendship, perfect. Happy to be back. Thank you for having me.
You're our first second repeat solo guest here, I think.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's cool. I feel like every time you're here a lot, we talked about that you're here a lot. I feel like every time I see you, one of us looks mildly to drastically different.
Oh yeah, I love what you've got going on. I also like that, you know, you've got in the hallway, you know, by the outside the showroom, there's a bunch of, you know, photos of people on stage, and there's one of me looking like, you know, a rabbinical wizard, and then there's another of me, you know, with clean cut. I'm like, you can't pin me down. You can't pin any of us down. Life has changed, man.
Like a year ago, we took a picture that I posted to my Instagram, and you can see that at Laugh Dustin Kaufman. And we both just have these massive beards, and I was like, this is the most Jewish picture I may have ever taken.
Yeah.
And then you come back, clean beard, looking snazzy as ever. I still look, and now you come back and I've trimmed this.
You got like a mohawk. Yes,
buddy. That's all right.
Yeah, last time way less hawk, but now mohawk, no problems, you know. Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah, increase that hawk. Yeah,
I don't know that I want to go too much.
You don't have to
like this, but when it's not like, I've never worn hair product, but when it's not like this, I don't really like it.
Do you know, I had a similar, I had, when I was like 16, I shaved the sides and the back all the way back, and then it was like ponytail across the top. So I've been where you are.
I had like a bowl cut with the, like shaved on with the hair all.
Oh, sure.
Never had a hawk. So.
Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta live a little. You gotta try a hawk once in a while. I'm hawking hawks. Hey, you get a hawk and you get a hawk. I'm the Oprah of hawks.
Everybody gets a hawk.
Look under your seat. There's a mohawk right there.
So what have you been up to, buddy?
Today is my girlfriend's birthday.
And look where you are.
Yes, here I am. Happy birthday. She's subscribed, of course. I've gotten everybody to subscribe. My mom, my dead grandmother, my girlfriend, all the women in my life. Yeah. Yeah. She votes in every election. She subscribes to every podcast. Yeah. So we yesterday and the day before drove a total of 20-ish hours from New York first to Cleveland, then yesterday all the way from Cleveland, about 12 hours door to door to Kansas City.
You guys split driving?
No, she doesn't drive. She yet does not. So I drove it all. I don't generally drink caffeine. I generally just am caffeine.
You are caffeine, my friend.
But yesterday, you know, in the afternoon, I just needed a little bit of pick me up.
In fact, we had a rider the other day. It was like, we need sugar-free Red Bull and Mike Kaplan.
I like it. Green Mike and Mike's. Yeah. Only. You know, so we listen, you know, we talk, my girlfriend and I, we love each other. We love talking. We listen to music. We sing. We joke. And we listen to podcasts. You know what podcast I listen to that I think it's kind of weird to be on a podcast? I'm like, listen to this podcast, everyone. Listen to my podcast. Listen to
if
this
somebody
one.
Watches or listens to one podcast, they're probably listening to many.
So I recommend, I would say every.
Anything except this one.
Every American citizen and non-American citizen and American non-citizen and citizen non-American, you know,
your
whatever you want.
Your
dead grandmother. Tell your dead grandmother. Listen to the Pete Buttigieg appearance on Flagrant. Did you hear about, you know, Andrew Schultz's podcast with Akash Singh? It was like sometime in the past week or two. It's a 3-hour conversation.
We have Akash coming up.
It's incredible. I mean, they're great. Like, And it's so interesting. It's so thoughtful. And, you know, I mean, look, Andrew Schultz's comedy is one thing. And this podcast is like a different order and scope of thing. Like they're educated, they're informed, they're knowledgeable, and they have a really meaningful political discussion about, you know, what is best for the people of, I think, the world, but certainly of this country. So that's one thing that's new is I listen to a long podcast.
That's not. I'm not going to bring this up or go this direction to try to like get you to talk bad
or put this is a fun game.
Or put a wedge if your girlfriend actually listens. But I have dated, I think, a couple women who didn't drive, didn't have a license, didn't drive. I think I'm at the point that I couldn't or wouldn't want to do those cross-country trips with somebody who wasn't. I'm like, we're gonna fly. Is that a lot?
Great question. I mean, we did start driving more, like, you know, post-pandemic. This is one of the first places that I drove to from New York. And we broke it up originally, you know, like I did like a show every 4 hours, you know, every you know, did a show in
that's fun.
Like, West Virginia and Cincinnati and like St. Louis, and, you know, made it out here in like 4 or 5 days. But now I'm like, I drove back from Palm Beach, West Palm Beach to New York City in one shot, like 19-hour drive. And I don't recommend it. I wouldn't do it again.
You still do that?
I mean, not anymore, but that was a couple years ago. But that made me realize, I'm like, usually we just drive until like we're tired. We'll get a hotel here for the night.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, just being together. I mean, I am that sometimes I go on radio shows sometimes, you know, like promote comedy and whatnot. And this is, you know, the clip at which I speak. And there's often people who are like, what do you ever turn it off? How do you go to sleep? Yeah. When I go to sleep, I'm not talking on a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, one time I have a friend who has a podcast where they wake up in the middle of the night and you do a podcast, but,
record you sleep.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Let's start a podcast talking in your sleep.
I mean, my girlfriend does once in a while. She's like, sometimes you do like, you know, say things in your sleep, but it's not going full tilt like this. I'm like, when I'm on a podcast,
tell you what, start recording your partners talking in their sleep.
Yeah.
Send it to us. We'll start a podcast.
The Patreon. Yeah. yeah. Your partner talking in their sleep. You're like, who is it this week? Oh, it's me. Neat. Oh, but yeah, I mean,
translated, I need a CPAP.
We do plan. I think at some point she will learn to drive. She is a good student. She loves learning new things.
Is she from New York? No, it's Kansas City. Her family's here.
Her family's here, but she grew up. So the first place that she lived when she could have had a license was Boston. She was in college in Boston and didn't need a car there.
And in New York.
And New York not. And she lived in Portland, Oregon, where you can easily get around in public transit. So she just always lived places where you didn't need it. And so it's never happened. Like, I've never learned how to ride a bike. So she does all her biking. I do all her driving.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so no, you can't. I mean, I will be if she ever wants to learn how to do it. Right now, she's learning ASL, American Sign Language. So maybe once she is completely fluent and conversational and an interpreter in that, then. And we're also in acting classes. We started taking an acting class together. We're in beginner level 2. It's blown my understanding of acting completely away. Like, I did not have an understanding of it, and now I have one understanding of it. One understanding.
There is one nice thing of being the only driver is you get to decide what's on the radio.
Ha! I mean, that is the rule, the law of the land, of course. And we like, you know, there's a lot of things that we like, especially in this day and age, as opposed to, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you're like, which station, which of these seven things that, but now we're like, oh man, we love the podcast Dear Therapists. We love a good scam heist podcast. We love, you know, there's a lot of music. That's wonderful. We listen to a lot of comedy, listen to a couple
trips
ago. So you
guys like the same things. That's nice.
I mean, we definitely have our things that we engage with that the other one doesn't, that we do on our own time. But yeah, there's enough overlap when we're together that we can agree.
I think I'd be more understanding if I was driving the whole way. I'd probably be more understanding in the first like 4 hours, 5 hours. After that, like 7, 8 hour, it's like, I'm going to listen to what I'm going to listen to, because it's got to keep me going.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Towards the end, like on that trip back from Florida where it was like, you know, left at 8 a.m, got in at 2 a.m. In the final like hour and a half, like Rini, my girlfriend, was herself sleepy, and she was like, what are we going to do? I mean, we could have stopped, but I was like, I think I can do it. And I just got on the phone with another friend, and so he talked to me for the last 90 minutes while she dozed.
How many hours have we talked to friends while driving in the middle of the night?
It is the best. I do my best to not fall asleep while driving, because I have done that twice. I don't recommend it, but I've lived to tell the tales.
I got burnt out. I got too many of those Omaha to LA and just like driving across the entire country. Like, I don't want to drive more than 20 minutes, but like a few hours, and I'm like, I want to be out of the car.
I get it. I mean, you've done the right thing, and you're like, I'm going to have a building and bring the comedians to me. You don't have to. Yeah, I don't go on the road. The road goes on me.
What? I said 20. I'm going to change that to 7 to 10, because I used to live 20 minutes from here and I got tired of it.
That's incredible. I mean, especially like today's day and age, you know, there's so many things to like, you know, to listen to, even if you don't want to be alone with your thoughts. I use the Waking Up app for meditation, which has also tons of like Alan Watts talks and like Joseph Goldstein, you know, Buddhist instruction, and this guy Adya Shanti that I've enjoyed listening to, and these like poetry. And I mean, there's just so many things that, and I'm like, here's the thing, my girlfriend and I, here's one way that we're different, is like I have been like a buffet, like, you know, consumer of like media and such. Like if I'm like on my own at home watching my own thing, like I'll like eat an edible and be like, I'm gonna watch like a 10 minutes of this, 10 minutes of that, you know, maybe like, you know, 1 half-hour episode of this, start an hour of something, that's too much of that, move on to this. Whereas like with her, sometimes we'll start watching a show and we'll watch an episode, and then our running gag will be like, it'll like end on a cliffhanger, and I'll be like, so what do you want to watch now? And she'll be like, very funny, this is like, obviously we're going to watch this show until it's over, you know, right. And I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep. She's like, no, you're, you know, like, so I'm definitely like, I really enjoy, like, she'll watch like a 6-hour like interrogation video. She really enjoys that genre of like true crime. Like, man, this lady locked her husband in a suitcase and he died, and now everybody knows that she's guilty and they're gonna get her. And I'm like, that's kind of she's like, it's my jam. But so she has her things. I have my things. We have our things.
For sleep, is it quiet? I know that you're a particular, you don't drink water a couple hours before bed, like, yes, stuff like that. So like, what does sleep look like?
So I am healthier when I go to bed earlier, and she is more naturally like a later night owl. I'll usually just fall asleep while we're watching something. So I'll try to get ready for bed beforehand. But here's one thing. I don't know if we talked about this. One thing that helped us in our relationship and our like sleep hygiene and health a great deal is separate blankets and sheets.
Sheets?
Yeah, we sleep. I mean, just not like the bed, the fitted sheet. Yeah, separate top sheet. The same bottom sheet. We each have our own sheet because
How long have you been together?
9 years almost now.
Okay. I will judge that less than separate bedrooms.
Oh, sure.
People want to talk about separate bedrooms these days. I'm like, I don't.
I mean, I hear you. And also, like, for most of the night, you're asleep. You know, like, you know, you can embrace. I know friends who have, like, you know, they each have their own room. Technically, they spend, like, some nights together, some nights apart. Some nights they start together, end up apart. Like, some people snore. Some people have pets. Some people this, some people that. But for us, I am just I don't know what I'm doing in my sleep, but I'm moving around. I go to sleep on my back every day, and I wake up, like, on flipped over, and the sheets are far away, and like almost every morning at like 7 a.m. like I'm waking up at like, I don't know, 9 or 10, but at every morning at like 7 a.m. or 6, I'm just like, I'm cold. I'm like, oh, the sheet is far from me. And I'm like, I get it. It used to be that was our sheet, and she'd like, I would just wake her up by kicking it off. So yeah, separate sheets can really help you out.
I it's interesting. So is there, when you sleep, is there sound? Is there visual?
Oh, sure.
Light?
No lights.
So no TV.
Yeah, no, we don't have a TV. We watch most of our stuff on like a, you know, laptop.
Oh, okay.
But we do.
Is that in the apartment? There's no TV in the apartment?
Yeah, we have no TV. Yeah. We do sometimes sleep to a, like, sometimes a fan, sometimes the air conditioner noise, you know, if it's air conditioner time, and then white noise machine, white noise, like, app on the phone, that, or brown noise, like, some kind of, like, you know, like, going in the background frequently.
I want to go back to the no TV thing for a second.
Sure.
You guys watch a lot of shows together?
We do. Lots.
On the laptop.
On my laptop, yes.
So it's funny that you're like, we don't have a TV.
Oh yeah.
But you guys watch.
Oh yeah, I'm
TV.
Not, I'm not like a, like, an elitist hipster, like right. I don't I watch TV.
So
I don't have TV.
You have a very small TV.
I mean, yes, I have an app that is my TV. Yeah.
Have you guys thought about just getting a television?
I mean, we have a small place and
a small TV. I guess you have a small TV.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's we're, you know, aspiring minimalists, and just, yeah, I mean, it, the screen size of my, you know, I don't know, 13 inch laptop, like, but it's 13 inches foot from my face.
I want you to know the conversations about TVs I've had lately.
Please.
First off, I have a 65 inch TV in my living room. My basement is 110 inch fixed frame projection, right? And I have recently had the conversation, for whatever reason, of converting my basement, bringing my projector here to the club just to upgrade the projector here.
Sure.
And because the 95-inch TVs are so expensive now, they're not like they used to be $10,000, now they're like $1,200. And I'm like, I'm thinking about putting the 95-inch in my basement. And you're like, yeah, dude, we got 13 inches and we're on it all the time. It's great.
It's how you use it, you know? Yeah. And
I would use 95 inches really well.
Well, sincerely, I am not a math expert. I got a minor in math in college. I was good at math a lot growing up. There is some measure of like, I mean, that screen across from me, and the screen across from you, like those, I don't know what size those are, clearly bigger than my laptop, but
they're like 30, didn't they go at 30 inches?
So let's say they're 30 inches, more than double the size of my laptop, but way farther away than my laptop would be, like, you know, it's barely like, you know, up to my eye, like an inch, you know, an inch from like the angle from here to there.
No, I used to be on the laptop. I did not have a TV for a long time, especially when I was in LA. I did not. In New York, New York I did. LA I did not. I was laptop.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I'm more about the function than the form. You know, what's going in? I'm like, I'm listening. Having the laptop right there.
Even though it's small, is it that close to your face?
Oh, no. It's like on this table, it would be like halfway between us, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I watch videos on my phone a lot. But
yeah, that's people do it.
YouTube, but not programs.
I
unless
understand.
I have to. Like, I've had, obviously, I've been here with many people surrounding a phone watching a fight or a game.
Sure.
Or just something like big going on that everybody wants to see. But
well, I understand that, you know, to you, TV is very important. In fact, it's written on your shirt twice. And it's got MTV and it says music television, whereas mine, I've just got this ethereal chaos. I'm like, hey, just take it in however you want.
We both are sporting a little tie-dye, though.
Yeah,
I just got the socks.
That's so.
I'll show it.
Oh yeah,
we got
yeah.
Green's very similar.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you can see the type, but yeah, is that a? That's like, that means we're both cool.
Yes, of course. If your socks match your friend's shirt, you're cool. Yeah.
We didn't even plan this.
Not
guys.
At
we
all.
We didn't plan this.
Not
at
embarrassing.
All.
Yeah. Yes.
So lots of driving, small TVs. Yeah, compatible as heck.
I'm so small, so the TV's actually bigger to me, you know?
I don't talk about my real personal life very often. I'm very private and stuff like that. I have gone on a couple dates recently with this lady who loves driving long road trips.
Wow.
Right? And this is just a conversation we had, and like doesn't like sitting in the past and just will drive forever. And like in my, like, I don't even know if we'll still be seeing each other by the time this episode comes out. You know what I mean? But like, part of me is like, I hope this road trip happens because I want to take a road trip that I don't have to drive on.
Ah, it sounds beautiful.
Like the last one I did was 2 years ago. It was me, my kids, and my mom came, and we went from here, from KC to Chicago and then to Detroit. And like on the way back, it was really bad weather, really bad rain. Mm. I definitely drove through that stuff. But for the most part, it was like every couple hours, my mom and I were switching. And I'm like, I just don't want, I'm just tired of like my back. I just don't.
Yeah, your kids working the brake and the other one on the gas. Yeah. Oh,
can you do that?
No. I mean, you can, but I wouldn't recommend it legally or safety wise. Yes. It would be bad for them and everyone when they die. Also, driving in inclement weather, yeah, that's different. Less
I have a
optimal.
Lot of experience driving in bad weather. So like I am more, I would rather be the one driving if we're in that situation.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm like that as well. And when we're flying through turbulence, I like to get into the cockpit and I'm taking over. Yeah.
What's the worst weather that you've had to drive through?
We had a tornado warning on the way here. And it was like a pretty severe thunderstorm. I've had like, you know, thunderstorms and like lightning coming around and like it's like literally, you know, seemingly buckets on the, like everybody slowing to like 3 miles an hour, just like hazards only. You can't see anything from except rain. For the light. Yeah, from rain or hail sometimes as yes. well. And yeah, like it's you don't hail no. How, yeah.
You don't think about how bad rain can become.
Oh yeah.
Like it can become very, very detrimental.
I've been,
but like
yeah.
snow, ice.
Oh yeah. That is, I mean, one time I was driving home from like upstate New York, like a 6 hour drive through snow. And I was probably driving the speed limit, but it was icy and I shouldn't have gone. It would have been better if I had driven less than that. And, my car spun around like on a highway, yeah. like literally, and like another car. I feel like, you know, it's like a movie in my head now. It's like a cartoon where like my car is like literally 360 degrees spinning around, and like another car like just drives straight by me. And I'm like, I wonder what they're thinking about. Like, I wonder if they think about me, and they're like, I wonder if that guy's alive, you know? And like, I just eventually, like, thankfully, no, not too many cars out there, but I just like veered off the road into like a slight ditch, and then somebody like towed me out. I remember, I don't know what this is from, but I feel like it was like a joke or a TV show or a movie or a book that I read when I was a kid. And it was like some grandfather character was like, you know, leave earlier, drive slower, live longer. And so now, like, truly, I might have an idea. I'm like, oh, I want to get there by this time. But if I can get in, you know, we got in last night because I had a show tonight. And I was like, if last night I got tired before we got there, well, we get a hotel a couple hours away and we stay alive. Today. Yeah.
There was the book. It was Donald Duck and Goofy Racing. It was like a kid's book. And I read it, and Donald was just flooring it and trying to hurry, and Goofy's just like, slow and steady, steady and slow. That's the way I always go.
That's a good Goofy.
Right? And I'll always remember that, like, slow and steady line sometime. I mean, I don't drive like that, but I will, so, you know, that line stuck in my head.
That's really nice and sincerely a wonderful impression. I just want to hang a lantern on that. And you just reminded me, another thing that I did today, a Kansas City-related thing in, I don't know if you know that if you're a comic book guy, but I know he's come see me here before. The comic book writer Jason Aaron lives in this area. He you know, he's written Thor and the Avengers, yeah. and numerous other, like, you know, big stories and cool, like, gritty stories. His first thing I read was called Scalped.
Is
it was
he coming
like
by this weekend?
I hope so. I haven't confirmed, but I hope he'll be here.
Well, if he watches this in a few weeks, we hope you came by.
We sure do. And he I believe last year he wrote an Uncle Scrooge comic that I just read today, and it's a really cool, it's like in the spirit of, you know, the old, like, the classic Uncle Scrooge and, you know, DuckTales kind of vibe, and it's called Uncle Scrooge and the Infinity Dime.
Wow.
And there's, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a multiverse.
There's always a multiverse. Yeah,
there's
these days.
I mean, that's how it is.
I think the worst road I've had to drive, like what stands out the most to me, and like I've done horrible mountains, snowy mountains, slow, like just awful, but what stands out the most, it was ice. Short anecdote on what led to me having to drive in this. I left Chicago and I was coming back to Kansas City, and I had to work. I had a weekend at the Looney Bin. This is years ago, like the Wichita Looney Bin, like the next day, right? Mm. And so I'm driving, and by somewhere around Des Moines, Iowa, the snow's getting really bad, and I'm like, I'm going to get a hotel. Retrospect, I should have kept going. Mm. I should have just gone through it and gotten home. I stop at the hotel. I had enough money for one night, right? Ordered a pizza, and it's like, hey, we're in a hotel. Next day, the parking lot is so bad, I can't even get out of the parking lot. Like, this is how bad the weather is. The hotel refused. I was like, Mom, can you pay for another night at this hotel? I can't even get. They wouldn't take the payment. They wouldn't take the payment and called the cops because I was still there. I'm like, I'm trying to pay. I can't even leave. So the sheriff showed up. They're like, I'm like, dude, I tried to leave. Look at my tracks. I can't get out of their parking lot. And you're going to kick me out into what? To sit in my car where I can't just to freeze? Like, and wow. So the hotel, instead of taking my money, they paid to have somebody come clean, like, and swipe the clean the parking lot. Wow. So I could leave. So I leave the hotel. I go to the main road, and the highway exits are closed. They have closed they're like, do not get on the highway. And I'm like, well, I don't have a choice. So I drive around the barrier from Des Moines to Kansas City, and I go like 5 miles an hour.
My goodness.
Like, I think maybe close to cruise control.
I think you're still out there, right? You didn't even make it yet.
This is one of the things that led to me not wanting to be like road dog it anymore. I'm like, I was so like,
astral projection only.
Yeah. I had to call the Looney Bin, and like, I'm not going to make it there in time. So I missed the Wednesday. That was when it was Wednesday through Sunday still. So I was there for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right. But it was like the worst, because at 5 miles an hour, you're not going to hydroplane. You're not going to spin out. If you do, you're going 5 miles. So I was literally between 5 and 20 the entire, that hour and a half, what it normally would have been, few hours, whatever, all goddamn day. It was terrible.
Comedy! No. You love it!
And then I made it to Wichita to make my $200!
A happy ending.
I think we have just a couple minutes left here. Is anything you're working on? Anything you're excited about?
I probably mentioned the special that we recorded last year is coming soon. Still not sure exactly when and where, but I've watched maybe the final cut of it, or the edit is almost done, and then it will be a matter of just figuring out where, when, how. But it's created by myself and Reenie about our relationship, and the title of it is Reenie.
What's your social media?
At Mike Kaplan, MykKaplan. You can follow me anywhere, search that name anywhere. My newsletter is at Substack, MikeKaplan.substack.com, and my website. You know how to find things on the internet. You're here.
And if you haven't seen it, go back and check out it's a few months ago, his first appearance here. Literally, we talked for like an hour and a half, but go back and listen when he talks about this special and how he does this. Like, Mike will work multiple specials at the same time. He has multiple sets. He's working multiple shows, and he'll rotate sometimes throughout even the weekend. It is amazing. You're one of the most brilliant minds on the planet and in comedy. It's an honor to call you a friend, and I hope to have you back soon.
I feel
it's never soon enough.
The same. I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, that's you know what? That's soon enough.
We're doing a daily podcast.
All right, subscribe, tell your grandma to like us, follow us, The Comedy Club KC. We'll see you next week.